The San Angelo Museum of Fine Arts strikes a pose on the city skyline with a daring roof that updates a frontier icon for the 21st century. It looks like the Conestoga wagons that brought settlers to San Angelo in the 1860s, when the city was a U.S. Army outpost on the Concho River. New York-based architects Hardy Holzman Pfeiffer Associates designed the two-story museum, which opened in 1999. It's long and narrow, 30,000 square feet. The exterior is clad in variegated limestone, like the buildings at nearby Fort Concho, but the most distinctive feature is the roof. It's a sway-backed vault sheathed in copper. Compound curves arch over the high ribs at the narrow ends and sag slightly in the middle. The form suggests fabric stretched tightly over the framework of covered wagons. It's dynamic, and it's fun. This playful spirit continues inside. Entry doors and a central hall leading to the galleries are painted vivid chartreuse. Fluorescent lighting accents the color. It's built into coves halfway up the walls. The galleries, though, are quiet spaces that emphasize the artwork. The museum boasts an extensive collection of ceramics, and the building includes ceramic studios for art students from Angelo State University. Exposed arched oak beams support the roof. To resist the thrust that tries to push the roof flat, their ends are connected by a steel rod like a long black bowstring. The building is sited to link with other attractions. It sits parallel to a paseo, a landscaped walkway that connects Fort Concho with the historic downtown across the river. Landscaping also ties the museum grounds to a Riverwalk park. Together, the Museum of Fine Arts, the Paseo, and the Riverwalk contribute to civic life in San Angelo by creating opportunities for recreation, entertainment, and culture.